Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Police Department is unveiling a new helicopter ahead of next week's Democratic National Convention. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says the Bell 429 twin-engine helicopter is capable of cruising at 174 miles an hour. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports officials say they ensured it would be ready before the convention to help keep an eye on the city. The new chopper also will update an aging fleet that has helicopters dating back to 1993. Here's Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
Helicopters don't age as well as I do. I think the last time we got a helicopter, I was in high school. So I know I look good, but that helicopter just was a hoopty.
The Chicago Police Department expects two more helicopters before the end of the year, bringing its total to four. Big crowds are expected in Chicago next week during the convention. The Illinois Department of Public Health says all large gatherings include a risk for not just COVID, but other viral respiratory diseases. IDPH Director Dr. Samir Vora says while COVID case numbers are increasing, hospitalizations are still low.
Even as the virus mutates and when we see kind of increases in people getting it, we're not seeing the same levels of people getting very sick, the hospitalizations and the deaths that we used to see during the heights of the pandemic.
Vora says people should take personal precautions to make sure they stay as healthy as possible. He stresses the importance of vaccination as the best way for people to decrease the chances of infection and long COVID. A coalition of faith leaders has partnered with Great Lakes Credit Union to open a brick-and-mortar location in the Austin neighborhood on Chicago's west side. The new credit union will offer loans to help people build credit, receive financial counseling, and attend workshops. The Reverend Marshall Hatch is part of the leaders network that got this new institution off the ground.
This is very important, having the ability to teach financial literacy to help improve the economic plight of our families and our communities. A credit union is an essential tool to do all of those things with.
He says credit unions are nonprofits. They generally offer higher interest rates on deposit accounts, and they place an emphasis on community. Most payday lenders closed in Illinois after the state passed a law in 2021 capping interest rates. My colleague Esther Yunji Kang reports a new study from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago shows payday lenders in Illinois are clustered in zip codes that have high poverty rates and non-white populations. Senior economist Nathan Anderson says it's helpful to see patterns where lenders could be in other Midwestern states.
Understanding where payday lenders have located helps us understand how people get access to credit in our economy, and of course, how they access credit affects the cost of that credit and the debt burdens that they face.
Before Illinois essentially banned payday lenders, they charged interest rates of nearly 400%. And Bears quarterback Caleb Williams will make his Soldier Field debut tomorrow as the Bears take on the Bengals in their third preseason game of the year. The team yesterday held a joint practice with Cincinnati at Hallis Hall. Coach Matt Eberflus says the matchup against the Bengals presents new learning opportunities for the rookie QB.
So I think it was very beneficial to play a Buffalo team that is very similar to us. This group's a little bit different, you know, and they do some different things. They're an odd structure team, and so for him to learn the rules, the protection rules, the runs, the pass, I think was really good learning for him and experience.
All Bears starters will see some action tomorrow, if only for a few plays. Kickoff is at noon. Weather, sunny and warm with a high in the upper 80s today. Cloudy tonight, some showers are likely, a low near 70. And the weekend, sunshine with a chance of rain both Saturday and Sunday and highs near 80. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.